email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as things continue in Ukraine, most of us are left feeling like we want to help in whatever way we can. Well, one couple, Darla O'Regan and Ian Agnew, have raised over €10,000 for the Red Cross since last Thursday. And they join me on the line now to tell us how and why. How are you doing, Daryl?
Hi, Ray. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing, Ian?
Not too bad. Thanks, Ray, and yourself?
Good. So, we start with you, Ian. So, you were sitting on the couch watching the news, like most of us are, of an evening. And how did the conversation go then?
So essentially we were sat just watching a bit of coverage on it, and the two of us were just kind of, you know, the empathy was kind of flowing out, and we're just kind of talking through a few things, what to do, and Daryl had kind of come up with the idea then off the back of just watching the coverage and feeling the empathy for the poor people who were put out of their homes. She had suggested, well, why don't we try and do a bit of a sponsored walk just to try and raise a few quid for the guys. The idea was, you know, they were put across and they might have to walk towards the border. So we thought, yeah, you know, we would walk from Belfast and cross the border and head over to Dublin. And I guess then it was a matter of choosing the charity. And again, you know, full credit goes to Daryl. She chose the Irish Red Cross. And yeah, the two of us kind of then set about from then and just picked a route and thought, right, let's do this. So
Daryl,
kind of how the idea spawned.
So Daryl, you're the brains of the operation. A beautifully simple idea. And was the need to do something very strong for yourself and Dean?
It was, yeah. Like, you know, like everyone else in the country, you're just watching everything unfold and, you know, you feel compelled to do something, but you don't know how you can help, really. So I thought we would just try to raise a few quid, and the walk seemed like a good choice for us. Like, we do a fair bit of walking anyway. Like, we live quite close to the Lag and Toe Pass in Belfast, and we go down hiking in the moors just down nearby as well. And, you know, it's kind of, I suppose, in these situations you leverage things that you already do or have access to. And we thought, right, we'll do a walk.
Yeah. How long is it from Belfast to Dublin?
So, as the crow flies, it should be 100 miles, but it was just over. It was 108 miles, or about 175 kilometres.
Okay. And you just headed off, did you, or did you do any prep at all?
A bit of shun, really, I think, is the main prep, just making sure we had good comfy shoes and making sure our feet weren't going to hit us too badly for blisters afterwards, you know, is the main thing.
And of course, you had to set up a page. And that's the brilliant thing now about Just Giving and GoFundMe and I Donate. You can do that quite easily, can't you, Daryl?
Yeah. Like, you'd have that set up fairly quickly. I looked at a couple of different platforms, and Just Giving was great because they don't take a platform fee for charities.
Right.
So 100% of the proceeds go straight into the account of the charity that you choose. So, you know, you never touch the money, it just goes directly into the charity account. So it was fairly easy to set up. And then it's just a case of, you know, drumming up support.
And it's transparent as well, which is brilliant, because people, you know, people feel safe about giving money because it goes straight to the Red Cross, which is good. So drumming up support, how do you do that? Is it social media or just Facebook, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I suppose it was just in the beginning, just roped in, like, friends, family, everyone who would listen to us, really. Started posting it on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and my three sisters were all going, you know, I suppose pushing it through their own channels as well, and my dad drumming up support down in West Cork.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's been just a case of sharing the journey along the way to keep people donating for the 10 days that the page was live up until now. And
and you got an injury then, Daryl, halfway through it?
Yeah, shots. Sure. Like, we weren't exactly well prepared or well trained for the walk that side. So on the second day, I managed to injure my knee.
Right.
And couldn't really walk. I tried hobbling along for about another 10 kilometres before my legs just said nope. So I decided I'd have to finish it by bike, which was disappointing, but, like, it was just, you know, it was the only way to kind of see it through.
Yeah, so Ian, then, it was your idea to walk, and then you ended up on a bike, and Ian had to do the walk. I'm sure he pointed it out to you already. He didn't need me to point it out to you, but that's the way it. So you eventually made it to Dublin. When was it? Friday?
No, we made it to Dublin then on Sunday.
Sunday. Right.
So we set off on Thursday, right. And yeah, you know, we'd always sort of planned it around to take 4 days. Worked out just about a little over a marathon a day across the 4 days worth of distance covered. So fair track. And yeah, you know, we'd left outside the Ormo Park there in Belfast. You know, there's a bit of a tribute up for the people of Ukraine. So took some pictures there and then set off for the Irish Red Cross office. And yeah, so after 4 days, a few ups and downs and a sore knee, it was, yeah, we made it in our destination despite the weather's best efforts to hold us back now.
Yeah, you got you had some tough weather there, wind and rain and cold.
Yeah.
So well done. That's brilliant, and it shows that if you want to, if you feel the need to do something, it's very doable, isn't it? Very doable.
Yeah, I have to say, Ray, the generosity of people has just been fantastic. Be that friends, family, and work colleagues. You know, both our employers have been fantastic. You know, Intercom for Daryl and Veritech for myself here, and just outside Antrim, and yeah, it has been very warming just to see, you know, that everybody else is certainly feeling the empathy towards, you know, the people of Ukraine who've had this situation forced on them through no fault of their own, and you know, people are very keen to get involved in whatever way they can, and just fantastic to see, particularly at the minute, you know, where the price of everything's going crazy, people are still willing to be generous towards a great cause. And yeah, just very, very heartwarming to see, you know, the well wishes of people along the way and that type of thing. So,
yeah, I think everybody is moved by the stories, the pictures, and everything that's coming out of Ukraine. You're leaving the Just Giving page open till Friday. So, how can people get it? What's it called?
Yeah, that's right. So, if for anybody who wants to donate, if you go to www.justgiving.com/fundraising/walk for Ukraine 2022.
Okay.
You'll find all the details there.
Great. Darla O'Regan and Ina Agnew, well done again. Mind yourselves. Stay safe. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.